I'm a soldier for Christ in the Lord's army. I must prepare myself for Christ's second coming. My sword is in my right hand and my shield in the other. Please step back because this devil I'm about to smother. I'm walking tall, y'all, and my destination's true. Seek and ye shall find is what the Bible says to do. Some think I'm not saved because I got hip to my praise, but I ignore such thoughts and still give God the praise. Satan tries to attack, I counterattack, yeah, it's on. Instead of trying to work my salvation, you need to work out your own. I began right, I accepted Christ, and I know that he's in my heart. We all fall short sometimes, but we all deserve a new start. A committed Christian is a submitted Christian, and I had to realize that. To be a doer of the word and not just a hearer is all of that. I must follow the examples of Christ in order to have goals in my life, by trusting him with all of my heart and living and doing what's right. I know that God has a goal to make my life whole, but if I don't follow the examples of Christ, that goal can't unfold. I must thirst for my first in order to continue to grow in the Lord, and not be afraid to tell others that Jesus is Lord. A forgiving heart is necessary for any clean start. I must forgive others just as Christ has forgiven my heart. To grow, I must know the word of God and study hard. Fellowship with other believers, but always stay on my guard. Remember that I'm a soldier for the Lord, so I must stay in my place. Do my best for the law of the Lord and thank him for his grace. Examination is a part of sanctification, and that's something that we must know. I must ask the Spirit of God to search my heart daily in order for me to spiritually grow. Be sincere, because God isn't a joke. Just because he's forgiven you once doesn't mean that he's slow. God has goals in my life based on my decision making. I'm due to make the right ones now, and I'm not faking.